Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you can hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 3, you will hear stories from our fourth collection, Luck and Opportunity. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. Welcome to Season 3 of 6 Minute Stories, featuring stories from the newest collection from our Personal Story Publishing Project, our fourth volume of stories, this one on the theme of luck and opportunity. In this collection, 44 writers have cast their lot in exploring the paths we all tread between if and if only. They offer encouragement, a caution, a good laugh or a slight tear, writing of joy and accomplishment, transforming pride and overcoming surprise at the unexpected, haunting regrets, and humility for grace received, all in a turn with luck and opportunity, teased out through these engaging personal stories. As a preview of our new 6 Minute Stories season, which begins on March 3rd, here are excerpts from the introduction to Luck and Opportunity, written by the editor, Randall Jones. Luck and opportunity are what we all hope to have in our lives. They are advantages we seem to value. George Carlin, the irreverent comedian and social commentator, said that values are what you'll do with $10 and what you'll do for $10. Maybe luck and opportunity are something like that, too. These intangibles tell us something about what we run toward and what we run from. And maybe they tell us what brought us to where we find ourselves or what might yet carry us onward. Maybe. Therein lies the paradox of luck and opportunity interacting in our lives. We seek one and receive the other. We choose one and the other chooses us. And fortunately for our collection, that paradox is perfect for spawning personal stories. Consider the prospects. Someone, you or me or someone in our families, takes a chance and wins the lottery. Or you discover one day you had some rich great-uncle who was confused about his great-nieces and nephews and thought you were your cousin, the good one, the one deserving of such a great inheritance, knowing that you, the questionable one, would squander it as you will. All that becomes a story. Or you get an idea and build a successful business, make a fortune, then lose it, lose your home, lose your way, find redemption, make a comeback. Or you work hard enough for long enough, or not so hard for not so long. We reap what we sow, we think, but do we? Fate intervenes as it might and as it will. All that becomes a story. Life can look like a fruit basket turnover sometimes, with us on our knees in the middle of the marketplace, scrambling to put it all back together. And then we are off to the races, chasing who and what we think we want, and maybe finding who and what we've really needed all along. All that becomes a story. A story about chance and fate and destiny and imagination and character and effort and a host of circumstances and issues we never even considered until we faced them head on. But as they say, in the midst of our darkest difficulties, we can find opportunity. If we're lucky. We were gratified by the response to our call for personal stories, and we are grateful to all the writers who invested time and energy into crafting personal stories for possible inclusion in this anthology. From among the submissions, we chose stories to include based on the quality of their writing and the resonance of the personal experiences shared with the announced theme, Luck and Opportunity. The muses tickled the thoughts of a good many writers who, whether happy or otherwise, purposefully shared a personal story of high expectations or gleeful surprise or unimagined woe and grateful redemption. They shared stories about the replacement child and siblings separated, about fortunes missed through prayerful consideration, a circling back after 40 years to complete a childhood connection. We read of a life spent encouraging others, a passion born from parental disappointment. We experience stories of children revealing their better angels, strangers made into friends through exchanges by pen and ink, and the proclivities of an elderly cousin to surround herself with lovelies. We learn that not all four-letter words are bad ones, that humor heals sorrow, and that others may see something in us we cannot see ourselves, and that showing up consistently builds character and attracts success. We learn that history is just a story wrapped in love, that portals into time and other worlds start in unusual places, that being open to all can take our breath away, that good fortune is a blessing, and that not everything is what it first appears to be. We saw that a gift of love is a lasting gift, and that good long friendships are their own hidden treasure, that sometimes we can surprise ourselves and sometimes we can change ourselves because of what we've learned. We read that forgiving ourselves is the kindest story to tell, and that in life, at any age, it is never too late to have a happy childhood. Join us beginning March 3rd for the beginning of Season 3 of 6-Minute Stories. Find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher, or listen directly at randelljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. You can purchase a copy of our new collection, Luck and Opportunity, at our website as well. And remember, everybody loves a good story. Thank you for listening to another 6-Minute Story. You can read them all in the 4 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randelljones.com. That's RANDELL Jones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.